Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
One for you here, Kev, because exciting news in that as my screen goes blankety blank. Oh yeah, Sensodyne and Corsadil are launching their hashtag All Ireland Smiles campaign today. So if you upload your smiley selfie to social media, get those pearly whites out, Kev, and use hashtag All Ireland Smiles, you could be in with a chance of winning €5,000.
You still work with a gap tooth like myself.
Does it? Absolutely. Keno Sullivan, Dublin player, 5 All Ireland medals in his back pocket, was helping to launch the campaign today. He was in studio earlier on. I started by putting it to him that I had bumped into him yesterday in his office when I was there to interview Andy Moran. And so I was wondering, was that his first day back after all the celebrating?
No, I was back the Thursday before, so we've pretty busy end of September. Mm. So, about to the Thursday was probably the most I could take, just
physically.
Yeah, my own, just pile of work was building up there. So, I had to get back and tackle it. Yeah,
I thought you meant physically. I couldn't celebrate.
That too as well. Yeah, I had my fill at that stage. Yeah, time to get back into reality.
Do you stay together as a group for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Does it start to break off into side sessions and various pockets?
No, I try and stay to the group as much as I can. Obviously, all the lads have people pulling out of them, family, friends and girlfriends and stuff like that. So there's a lot of celebrating to jam in with various different people. I guess on the Tuesday is the one day that we kind of earmark just the lads. We'll go off and we'll all meet up and have a feed of pints together, and that's a great day. That's probably the one that you look forward to most out of the lot.
Just you, no hangers on, nobody else.
No, yeah, just the guys go off to kind of a pub, pick a pub, an obscure pub, and kind of out of town or whatever, and set up camp and take it all in and enjoy it, because they're the guys that you've, you know, soldiered with all year. They really know what the sacrifices you've gone through, the hard work that you've put in, and they're the guys that you kind of look at in the eye at the final whistle and get to really enjoy those final moments with. So to celebrate with them is very important to do.
Well, only you all understand the full extent of the journey from January.
Exactly.
Before.
Yeah, so there's a strange kind of bond that's formed there as a result. So
yeah. So the Super 8s next year is going to change the whole complexion of your season. A similar pattern this year for you guys, so like breeze through Leinster is the reality, Monaghan, Tyrone. As you watched Mayo go on their odyssey and really click against Roscommon and then really click, you know, tough semi-final but came through brilliantly against Kerry, were you sitting there feeling envious? Did you feel under-prepped as a team, as an individual?
No, like we didn't know we were going to be playing Mayo in the final until after the Tyrone game. So, you know, from that perspective, like, we wouldn't be looking at other teams throughout the campaign. Obviously, you know, you're keeping half an eye on what Tyrone's and Mayo's and Kerry's of this world are doing, but you're so focused on the job in hand that you have that you don't really deviate from that at all. So I didn't properly look at Mayo until, like, obviously was following their games like anyone else was, but just as, I don't know, you know, like a passive onlooker.
Yeah.
I wasn't really looking at exactly what they were doing until the 2 weeks, 3 weeks before the All-Ireland. So I guess it probably wasn't something that came into my
already on your mind,
my psyche at all.
Because it would strike me you guys would be a better team for having come through the Mayo game. Say the Mayo All-Ireland final was the semi-final. That would stand to you in the final. You might put in a better performance.
Oh yeah, there's no denying that.
Yeah.
No, there's no denying that coming through games like that
helps
a team. 100%. And we try and emulate that in our training.
How close do you get?
You can never get to that point. You can never emulate the closing minutes of the game when, you know, Dino has to step up and take a free, and then trying to close it out thereafter. You can never emulate that in a training session, but you try and get it as close as you possibly can, and, you know, that's the best you can do.
You'll never have the adrenaline either.
No,
just can't.
And you won't have 80,000 people screaming at you. And
It'll be interesting to see how this Dublin team finds next year. Tougher games, presumably, in the Super 8s, big crowds, that adrenaline, really getting to play around with game plans and I guess, reacting to different situations. And it'll be interesting to see how you arrive in an All-Ireland final situation, if you get there. I appreciate
there, yeah.
But curious to see that, because I looked at your prep this year and I thought, God, it's going to be really, really difficult for this team to walk onto Croke Park against Mayo and peak and put their absolute best foot forward. Really difficult.
Yeah. And again, that's not something that we'd ever consider ourselves, because we're always just looking at ourselves.
Yeah. It's probably bad psychology for you guys to be talking in the dressing room like that.
Yeah, exactly. So, but no, definitely take your point.
Yeah, okay. So Wikipedia, by the way, says you 4 All-Irelands. I'm talking, we're up to 5 though, aren't we?
5, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
5 and a club one there somewhere as well, so.
Yeah. There was a moment, you probably didn't see it, or maybe you did online, but camera picked out Dermot Connolly and Paul Flynn in the middle of the pitch at full time.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, someone show that to me.
It's this amazing moment where you get a glimpse of the kind of joy and the relationship you guys have, because Connolly gives Flynn a rub in the head and, you know, puts up 4 fingers. Four. And Flynn just goes, it's 5.
Yeah.
And Connolly goes, oh my God, 5.
Yeah. And I think that's credit to the kind of how tight this team is and how we try and shut out all the externals going into big games like that, and how narrow our focus is on the task at hand, because, you know, there's not one mention of 3 in a row. And I'd expect the same of other teams, but we just work really hard and not letting that kind of stuff seep in at all.
Mm.
And it's perfectly plausible then at the end of the final for someone to be like, you know, I was even thinking, you know, people keep on saying to me, oh, 3 in a row, you know, it's massive. It's just, it still hasn't sunk home for me yet, because it's not something I considered at all throughout the year. And it still really hasn't hit home. And I guess over the next couple of weeks, as things die down and the dust settles, is something that I'll be able to reflect on properly. But I think it's credit to the management and the mindset and the mind frame that they get us into going into these games.
Mm. Because already, say it was the end of your career, 5 All-Irelands, the club All-Ireland. I mean, it's a fairly legendary career already, and it must be an amazing thing. Like, nobody can take that away from you now, whatever happens. You think back to your first game against Kerry, the Startled Earwigs game, and, you know, like, for you, you must at some point, I'm sure over the next couple of months, think to yourself, me winning 5 All-Irelands was... And I would believe it, genuinely, not something you thought was on the cards in 09, 10, 11, really, like 5, and you're not done yet, for sure, but...
Oh, yeah. Like,
what is that? What does that feel like? And I know you hasn't sunk in, blah, 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 but do you walk down the street, or are you in your car sometimes, and you think, this is bloody amazing, I can't believe this is happening?
Yeah, you just... to be honest, no, like, because I just haven't had a chance to do that. I will, like... Last year and the year before, around Christmas time, when families together, we usually throw on the All-Ireland final. Now, if we'd lost the games, probably wouldn't be doing that. But it's just something that we've done, and it's kind of then that it really hits home to me.
Okay.
It's after all the celebrating and all that stuff, and you have the week or two off work around the Christmas holidays, and yeah, like, we've club championship in 2 days' time, and, you know, it's back and straight into club mode and focusing on that, and you just don't get a chance to sit back and really... reflect
on how great you are.
No, not that at all, but just reflect on what you've been part of.
Yeah, no, the Christmas thing sounds nice. So who gets around for that? Is that a tradition now at this stage?
It's not really a tradition. Like, it's just happened in the last... My dad would, you know, he's probably watched the games a couple of times now at this stage.
And
he always sees the opportunity around Christmas Eve or Christmas Day when the family's around. So yeah, it'd be my direct family and the in-laws, whoever's up for Christmas, and yeah, flick it on. And
that's great.
Yeah, it is. It's a lovely thing to do, and I've just been so lucky to have been playing football with Dublin in this 10-year gap. Like, I was born in 1988. That's just the luck of it that I am the age I am now, and I get to play with players like Stephen Cluxton, Paul Flynn, Mick McCauley, Bernard Brogan, these guys, Dermot Connolly, these guys don't come around too often.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kieran Whelan's sister works with me, so, and I would have played my first year with Kieran, and he started playing with Dublin in 1996, finished playing with Dublin in 2009 or 2010, and just straddled the 2 years, and one of the all-time great footballers with Dublin, and he was unlucky in that regard. I'm very lucky, and something that I'm very conscious of and constantly remind myself of.
The game itself was amazing to watch. Unbelievable intensity. When you sit down and watch it over Christmas and you're a few kilos heavier with the Christmas dinner, you'll kind of be going, bloody hell, right.
Stay awake. Yeah.
You seem to be picking up Aidan O'Shea initially, but then he was going deep a little bit, helping out with his brother and with Parsons. They were winning, I think they won 6 of the 8 long Dublin kickouts.
Yeah.
And at times it looked like, will I go with him? Not too sure. It seemed like an uncomfortable Yeah. First 35 minutes for you, generally speaking, what's your memory of it?
Yeah, it's probably a fair enough thing to say, uncomfortable. I think Jack going off just threw us a little bit. Paul came on and there was a bit of a reshuffle in personnel and we didn't batten down that structural piece properly when Paul came in, and there was just a bit of chaos there in terms of how we were setting up, and that didn't help things. And obviously Mayo did very well on our kickouts and hemmed us in. And I guess there's probably two aspects to the kickouts. There's the kick itself, but more importantly is the movement that's being made and the options that are being created for the keeper, and that just wasn't what we needed to be. It wasn't up to par at all. From the back six and the two midfielders.
How choreographed is that? Or is it just you run into certain areas? Is it as complex as when X makes that move, then you make that move?
You can't. Like, football is such a hectic and chaotic game when you start going down that road of this is exactly what we're going to... Because, the reality is the football is going to be on the tee 5, 6, 7 seconds after the ball goes over the bar. You're after tracking back a Mayo player. I could be playing centre-back, but I could be back in the cornerback position. You can't expect me to get out into the centre back then within the space of. So you just. And I've been involved in setups in the past when you've tried to do that, and it's just. It's kind of. I remember one person coined the phrase, or it's well known, with paralysis by analysis, and you just really get bogged down in it, and you have to have the freedom and the free flow.
So it's up to you guys to move, get your head up and look where the space is, and trust that Cluxton finds you.
Yeah, and trust that he's going to get it out as quick as he can, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Halftime's interesting because you come out and Cluxton goes short.
Yeah.
And you win 11 of 11.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that it's not like you necessarily suddenly started moving brilliantly out the field and Cluxton started pinging 45-yard balls. It seemed to be, let's just 100% secure possession. Was that talked about at halftime or did it unfold that way?
Yeah, we talked about basically creating better options for Stephen on the kick out. And I don't know if Mayo changed their setup in the second half as well in terms of how they were pressing our kick outs, because it just seemed to be a bit easier for us to get the kicks off.
Right.
And maybe even especially after they went the man down, or we both went to man down.
Andy Moran sort of said that once you go to 14, it's very hard to press.
Yeah, it is hard to do that kind of zonal press. So we just said that we wanted to keep our width and try and create as many options as we could for Stephen on the short kick out. We were playing into Mayo's hands by kind of coming in more narrowly in the first half. Yeah, and thankfully, the speed of the kick out that he was getting them off in the second half, no matter what strategy you're trying to play against the team,
yeah,
if the keeper's getting the ball out quick and on the tee quick, you're hopeless. You can't do anything.
There's a lot of phenomenal things about this Dublin team. Perhaps one of the biggest credit to you guys is that, unlike, say, the great Kerry team, they won all their All-Ireland finals, or a lot of them, by a big enough margin. You're the opposite.
Yeah.
These are seriously, seriously uncomfortable, tight games.
Yeah.
You have, Mayo this year, a one-point game. The draw last year in another one-point game. Kerry in 2011, a one-point game. Mayo in 2013, a one-point game. Mm. You boys aren't kind of ole ole the last 2 minutes. This is not what's going on here. So those last 5, 6 minutes, what's your sense of what's going on? I know you're going to use the word process here. That's banned from this answer. so talk to me. It has to cross your mind we're into end-of-the-game territory.
I wouldn't even say process is the word either, as well, because it's something that you can't really emulate on a training pitch, or you can't sit up at a flip chart in a team meeting and say, this is what we're going to do in this situation. Mm-hmm. You have to have gone through experiences and matches like that before and just learned how to dig it out. Mm. I can't put my finger on what the specific thing is, but it's trying to stay in control of the game and not losing your composure. And there's nothing you can do other than having the experience of grinding it out in 2011, which was a massive turning point for this team and group of players, and coming through
Do you tighten up in some respects? I doubt you get nervous because you're so warmed up and so in the flow of the game at that stage, but is there some tightening, or is it fine? You're just in the flow. There's no difference when you're kicking a ball 20 metres, 30 metres.
No, you wouldn't tighten up. We've come through those situations so many times in the past that I think just subconsciously everyone has the belief that we will come through this again.
There's a lot of trust actually out there.
Yeah, there's an incredible amount of trust. And For instance, I'll give you an example. When Dean was stepping up to kick that score, I knew he was capable of kicking that score, and had every faith that he would kick it over.
So did Lee Keegan.
Yeah. And like they're the kind of things when you have that trust and belief in the game plan,
yeah,
and what you're trying to execute, that really helps you not deviate away from that. Okay. 2009, for example, we shipped two early goals against Kerry, and as you referenced at the start, startled earwigs.
Panic.
Game plan out the window. Right. Everyone running around the place. Oh my God, how do we claw this game back? Just absolute chaos.
Right.
That's exactly what you don't need.
Okay, interesting. So, I mean, you work the score, you get the score, and we will talk to Lee Keegan about the GPS. Don't worry when he's in. We'll bring that up. Yeah. I'm not picking on Dublin here. But then there is, Clark puts the ball down. This is my vantage point. I've got a perfect view. Clark puts the ball down, takes a few steps back, and between, I'd say, the 21 and the 45, pretty much from what I can see, every Dublin player is wrestling the Mayo player to the ground. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, like, I think since after the game, there's, you know, I've talked to a lot of people and there's been a lot of positive comments and it's been heralded as one of the most epic All-Ireland finals. Some people have said it was the best sporting occasion that, you know, they've ever attended. And
it's right up there for me.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
And yeah, I think there has been a lot of narrative and discussion about kind of negative aspects of the game, like the GPS situation and the lads holding on to players at the end and the sendings off and stuff like that. And I wouldn't like that to take away from what a great spectacle it was and what a positive game of football and showing of football it was. Two teams going at it, giving everything they have and putting it all out in the line. Those closing minutes, I guess, you know, from our perspective, we'd never put up on the poster board before going out to a game saying that this is what we're going to do to a team at the end. We're going to, whatever, wrestle them to the ground or we don't want to play the game that way. I fully appreciate that is what happened at the end, but I guess it must be just something in your human nature that comes out of you when the game is in the melting pot like that. There's so much on the line. You've basically put your life on hold for the last 9-10 months. And I think if the roles were reversed and it was the other way around, like, I'd probably expect Mayo to do the exact same thing to us. There's so much at stake.
So would I. Andy Moran was asked yesterday, would he do the same thing? Would Mayo do the same thing? And he said, I don't know. I would be hoping we would be clinical enough to close out the game. Would we have done the same thing? I'm not sure. I think they would have. I think most teams would have. I guess the reason it galled me at the time is because there was a slight hypocrisy in that Gavin, you know, I've so many quotes from down the years of playing the game the right way. After the Westmeath game last year, we want our players, defenders to win individual battles, but not in any malicious or devious way. When Fitzmaurice came out and said, well, earlier this year, these Dublin boys are no angels, Gavin came out and said, we're not a cynical team, we play the right way. These are Jim Gavin's quotes, they're not your quotes. I'll talk to Jim about it another time, but I'm glad you held your hands up and say, yeah, look, I appreciate it happened. It did happen.
Yeah, and like, I guess at the core of it is two teams giving it everything they've got and trying to win the ultimate prize that you've been, you know, since you were a young kid and could consciously think about winning in All-Ireland. That's the kind of moment you're living for. And, you know, we were pressing up on them on their kick out. You know, we were going man to man at that point. And I guess some lads just went a little too man to man.
Yeah. No one wants to be the guy whose man wins the ball, runs up the field, and loses the game. And I get it.
We've been on the receiving end of games like that in the past when you know teams have etched out victories against us by doing the exact same thing. You know, it was an All-Ireland semi-final a number of years ago that we played in, and we were getting beaten well at half-time. We started coming back into the game in the second half, and then the opposition just... And I'd have no ill will towards any of those players or that team at all. But they were very clinical in seeing out the game, and they just were failing us all over the pitch and wouldn't let us build our momentum back up. And, you know, that was what they needed to do to get to the final.
Yeah. It's part of the game is the reality. I get it.
I think
it's like, what happens.
In basketball, like, they have teams, opposition teams, you know, they have a number of professional fouls that they can use, and they start using them towards the end of the game to try and
I'm glad you bring up basketball then. So say we accept this is human nature, and this has been called winning at all costs, and I disagree, it's not winning at all costs. I think doping is winning at all costs. Like Alan Brogan made this point in the paper, and I understood what he was saying for sure. There is doping, there is bribing a referee, there is deliberately injuring a player. These are all things that you can do. That is selling your soul, that is winning at all costs.
Yeah.
I think pulling down your man, getting a black card is a decision. It's a bit of a blemish for sure. It's not playing the game completely the right way. Do we need to look at a point in GAA where we accept this is going to happen, we accept this is part of the culture? So actually, Kieran Kilkenny gets a black card, he's thinking, okay, grand, I'll take it. Do we need a more punitive measure in the closing minutes of games like that? Like, for instance, you know, I saw Kieran Shannon today in his column propose maybe a 21-metre free. Maybe that's a bit too easy a score, but maybe a 45-metre. Just something, because they haven't basketball at times, you know, shot up the other end of the field. Something where if Dublin, any other team, are there in the kick-out and they state themselves, look, I'm taking my man down for sure here, they're going to think twice. And that's a way of countering human nature. Would you like to see something like that come into the game?
I just, as you were saying all that, it's like the black card as well. It was an introduce. It's just so hard. And I think the referees have enough on their plate at the moment as it is. It's just so hard to legislate and enforce it.
Yeah.
And that's probably going to be the key problem with introducing any of these kind of rules. And again, I think the negative things are really overshadowing the positive things out of this game.
Sure, but go with me for one more answer here. So I mean, because we've talked for 25 minutes and it's mostly been positive, great stuff. So just, I'm not talking necessarily about Dublin here. I'm thinking any team would do this. It's a bit of a blemish. You've got kids watching. It's not ideal. We know why it happens. I don't know. I hear what you're saying, but it's tough for referees. How much of a pull is enough to give a 45? Yeah, That's tricky.
And you can see with the black card, since it's been introduced, how inconsistent that has been legislated for and regulated. So I just don't think practically. I'm open to suggestions and see. I'm always open to suggestions as how people can make our game better. And I think the introduction of the mark this year has been very positive change, and people were quite sceptical of how that would pan out. But in terms of the practicalities, it remains to be seen, I think.
I haven't worked it all out yet. I'll come back to you.
Yeah.
You mentioned you've club action now to bring this to a close. It's going to be great. A doubleheader at Parnell Park. You're playing Castleknock.
Yeah, we're playing Castleknock at 8:15, and
so have you been on the Sylvester Business? Are you been on the WhatsApp to Kieran Kilkenny?
I haven't. No. We're opponents now, so yeah.
You're going down, pal.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a good side. Like, they got to the championship final last year, and pretty young, mobile team. They've a good system in place that, and they're quite effective at. So we definitely have a work cut out.
Are you looking forward to getting back into club and doing all that?
Yeah, like the first couple of sessions, trying to get back, like it's such a tight turnaround with 2 weeks. Like last year we only had a week, I think, or 10 days.
It's a replay,
a little bit better from that perspective. And then next year, with the All-Ireland final being brought back and the season being condensed, hopefully that will give a bit more time for the clubs thing to be run off. So things are moving in the right direction, but it's just difficult to get back into the mold. It takes one or two sessions to kind of get back into the club mindset, but I've had them and back into the thick of it now. And I am definitely looking forward to the game. Yeah.
Okay, great. It's on Air Sport as well. Like, it's quite exciting.
Yeah,
a lot
great.
Of people. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming in, and congratulations. 5 All Irelands. It's just an unbelievable achievement, really. I didn't think we'd see it in the modern era. So keep it going, and thanks a million.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
There you go, Keane O'Sullivan. In studio earlier on today, I was a thoughtful guy, 5 All-Irelands. Let us know what you think about the cynicism at the end, by the way, the Dublin stuff. So get us on Twitter, get us by text. I stand by the point. I think most teams would have done something similar. I think it's ingrained in the culture of GAA. I think it's unlikely we'll change the culture of players and teams overnight. As Keane explains, it's your life, it's everything you're going for. Pulling down a man is seen as relatively acceptable in the heat of the moment. So be curious for solutions, because it was kind of a galling thing to see at the end of the game with so many players going down. Maybe it is a 45-metre free, a 25-metre free. Kieran Shannon's piece today in The Examiner is very good. It's something we'll come back to. You can tweet us, send in the emails, whatever you think. Be curious to tease that one out over some dark nights this winter. BGE Credit, GAA and News Talk is with thanks to Bord Gáis Energy, proud electricity partner to the GAA. Follow all the under-21 hurling championship action at hashtag hurling to the core.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.